With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. A man wanted by police on child pornography charges was found dead in a van in Sioux Falls. Officers confirmed they discovered the body of 50-year-old Kevin Hardy of Sioux Falls Friday. Police spokesman Sam Clemens says Hardy failed to appear at a court hearing scheduled for earlier this fall.
His van was found parked out front of Home Depot. They actually called. They had noticed that it had been parked there for some time, had been plowed around, and officers found Kevin inside, and he was dead. At this point, there doesn't appear to be anything suspicious, but we're just treating it like a normal, unattended death. He had been reported missing on October 30th. At this point, I don't know if they have any idea how long he may have been there, but it's one of the things with the investigation we'll be checking. I'm not sure if Home Depot has surveillance out in the parking lot or not.
Police were notified Hardy may be in possession of child pornography 2 years ago. Clemens says the cause of his death has not been determined. A pizza shop and the offices of a telephone company in western South Dakota have major smoke damage after a fire broke out this morning. No one was injured during the incident at the building that houses Lintz Brothers Pizza and Mount Rushmore Telephone Company in Hermosa. The fire started shortly after 10 this morning and was out by 11:45, but the building continued to be engulfed by smoke. Details of the fire, including the cause, were not immediately available. Trucks and cable in the outside portion of the building where the telephone company offices are were severely damaged. The pizza shop is a popular spot in the Black Hills. It opened a decade ago. The group Kids Against Hunger is preparing to ship 250,000 meals to ministries of the Presentation Sisters in Zambia, Africa. A spokesperson for Kids Against Hunger says Sister Deb Nelson wrote home to say Zambia is forecast for a dry year, which means there won't be as much food available. The organization says it may take months to deliver the shipment, but the food should arrive at a great time of need. This is SDPB Radio News.